So we felt real convicted for a long time to foster, but we always had all the excuses, like we owned a golf course, we worked all the time, we didn't want to get a kid and ship him to daycare all the time or a babysitter. So we kept putting it off, And finally we decided to do it. So we started going through all the paperwork, and they said, hey, as soon as you get your paperwork done, you're probably going to get a kid. Got a call one day and said, hey, we're gonna bring you a kid. Ended up, Dakota was born, and they were 2 hours away from taking him home, and they asked for their address, and they said, well, we're staying in a hotel tonight, or we hope to get a hotel tonight. They were homeless. It's like, if you don't have a place to go, we're not gonna send this kid home with you. So we got a phone call and said, hey, we're bringing you over a two-day-old. We'll be there in 3 hours. They literally just dropped him off and said, here you go. Didn't know when he was fed last, didn't know anything. And they said, hey, you might not have him 6 months. They said, we're going to give the parents 6 months. So we thought we were only going to have him 6 months. And then they said a year. Then COVID happened, so mom and dad couldn't do any live visits. Ended up the dad wasn't even the dad. The mom didn't do anything to get the child back, but it was 2 years before he was even adoptable. So for 2 years, we literally just thought we were fostering. We never felt like we were supposed to adopt because we're old. Not really, but we are. I'm 50, my wife's 56. Our biological kids are 23 and 19. So we thought that's too old to raise a child. We had some friends that were gonna adopt him. They actually had him for 3 months while my son was getting married and my daughter was graduating, so it was a maddening time at our house. So, but the whole time he was gone, we were sick to our stomach, like, did we do the right thing? Were we supposed to have him? Is this God's will? What, all this stuff. And something happened with our friends, and they came in and said, this adoption is not going to go through for us. So we're like, okay, then we're keeping him. We're not letting him go again. And that was over a year ago. And he's been a Dakota Bloom ever since.